Simple Gestures That Hold Us Together by 42 Do Not Panic, read by Coprime. Rating, teen and up. Archive warning, no archive warnings apply. Fandom, Daredevil TV. Relationship, Matt Murdock / Foggy Nelson. Additional tags, hospitals, Foggy Nelson lives, gunshot wounds, injury recovery, frustration, and hairbrushing. Summary. Foggy is frustrated. Matt helps him in the small ways.
Ugh, this stupid fucking...
Foggy cursed, pulling roughly on the tie that was tangled in his long hair until it came free with a faint snap. He winced and rubbed a hand over the back of his head, where the maneuver had pulled on his hair, then traced his hand over the thick bandages covering his shoulder. He was in a lot of pain. He was frustrated. Matt didn't know what to say. Anything he could say felt hollow and useless. Instead, Matt got up and held his hand out to his partner. "May I?" Foggy glared. Matt couldn't see the glare, but he had spent more than enough time at Foggy's side to know what the deafening silence in the room meant. He didn't waver. He didn't shrink under the weight of Foggy's frustration. For better or for worse, in good times and in bad. Matt had promised, had vowed, that he would stay with Foggy, and he had no intentions to break that promise now. Foggy had every right to be frustrated and scared, and Matt wasn't going to hold it against him that he felt like his life had been turned upside down the second Bullseye's bullet hit him in the chest. "Can you teach me?" Matt asked when Foggy didn't budge. It would take a while before Foggy could use his left arm again, and even figuring out ways to perform most daily tasks with just his right hand would take time. Foggy let out a sigh, then nodded, and handed Matt the hair tie. "Can you..." he started, but trailed off, dropping his head back into the pillow of his hospital bed. He was staring at the ceiling, avoiding looking at Matt or at the thick blankets wrapped around his shoulders and chest. "Can you brush my hair too?" "Yeah, of course," Matt said gently. He would move the moon and stars for Foggy, and he had always appreciated the time and care Foggy put into feeling good in his body. If he could give him just a sliver of that comfort back now, he would do it. "Can you sit up?" "Yeah, but not very long," Foggy muttered, pushing himself to sit up and half turn with his back to Matt. "The hairbrush is..." "Got it," Matt answered, smiling and standing behind Foggy. "Anything I should know?" "Just be careful. If it doesn't go through, don't pull, but try to work the tangles out slowly," Foggy muttered. "All right." Matt felt over Foggy's shoulders and back, then softly turned his head so he was facing away. Working the brush through Foggy's hair went fairly well. There were some tangles from lying in the hospital bed for the last few days, but overall it wasn't too bad. Once Matt was finished brushing it, he slipped the hair tie off his wrist and carefully gathered Foggy's hair in a low ponytail that wouldn't become uncomfortable once he lay back down again. "There we go," Matt declared. He couldn't stop himself from brushing a soft kiss over the top of Foggy's head before letting him lie down again. "Is this okay?" "Come here," Foggy sighed, reaching out to catch Matt's wrist before he could walk back to the uncomfortable visitor's chair next to the bed. "I don't want to be alone." "I'm here," Matt promised. "I'm right here." The end. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this work, please consider leaving a comment on the original work for the author.